at start of the week, Neil Atkinson and John Gibbons. So I left John on Friday in outside Terminal 2 of the airport in Munich. You were going to make your way to Terminal 1. I would like you to share with me and the listeners slash viewers everything that happened to you from that point.
Okay, so
I want all your weekend.
So my plan was to go to the Ipswich game, which is where we split up. So I was going to fly to Norwich via Amsterdam.
After a lovely weekend, lovely night in Erding as by the way.
Erding couldn't have gone better. We woke up, you know, all met up, headed over to the airport.
Everyone quite hungover, but that's par for the course of going to Erding.
Absolutely. We drank the festival brow. And so we got there, and the first flight just, it kept getting delayed, and it kept getting pushed back a little bit more, and I was just like, oh, I'm dodgy on this connection. But the funny thing about these KLM hoppers is that everyone's on a connection. So it feels like no one's actually going to Amsterdam. Everyone's sort of going on somewhere. And then so I'm on the plane, and then they say, we're going to let you know about your connections. So so about 10 minutes to go, this woman comes on, and everyone's like, you know, transfixed by what she's going to say. And she's like, these people, you've all been booked on new connections. And she said all these cities, Manchester, Edinburgh, went through 5 or 6. And I was like, she's going to say Norwich right at the end, because I'm probably the only prick going to Norwich. But then she didn't. And then she went, there's these ones, we think you're still going to be all right, but get a move on. Like, try and be first off the plane. I'm at the back of the plane. She's like, try and be first off the plane and all this. And then she's like, don't go to the toilet, you know, just sort of get straight there. But we think we can make it. So I'm like, okay, well, she said that this is a possibility.
So did she say Norwich when she said those ones?
Yeah. Okay. So she said Norwich on those ones. But we hadn't landed yet. And then I land and I get this message which says I've been reconnected. And I'm like, okay. But I was like, but the lady's just said she thinks I can make it. So I was like, well, I'm just going to go anyway. And then it's one of those where, you know, I'm not saying everything that can go wrong does, but like, you know, you finally get off the plane, and then there's a bus waiting, and you're like, I could do without the bus.
Yeah.
Because the bus is just a faff. You wait for it to fill. You know, they're driving you around.
Get off the plane first, get on the bus first, then get off the bus last because you got on the bus first.
Yeah, exactly. And so I thought, like, if I'd have been straight into the gate. So anyway, I get to the gate, bound my way through. You've got to do passport control as well because Brexit. Great decision. Gone swimmingly. And then you sort of get there, and then she's like, sorry, it's closed. It's not quite gone yet, but it's gone. But you've been rebooked and all that. And I was like, okay. So, but she does very kindly. She's like, the nicest woman. She's like, oh, I saw you out now. I'll give you a new seat. She was like, I'll put you in business class. And I was, and you know, I mean, this is business class, but you know, it's a half an hour flight, basically, you know what I mean? And it's KLM City Hopper, so it's not sort of, you know, amazing. But then I thought, this means I can get in a lounge here. And I'm immediately thinking about lounges.